Riders, what's going on? Welcome to the show today. I'm excited to have Oscar Wimshurst with me today. He is head of partnerships at Nice Job. And Oscar, I wanted to welcome you to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thanks, Tom. Very excited to be here. I was in coming fresh in off a delayed flight from Nashville yesterday. So I'm running on caffeine and water.
There you go. Yeah, it seems like 30% of my flights recently are delayed. So it's
keeps on your toes.
Yeah, it certainly does. All right, so let's get this out of the way. You sound funny. Where are you from?
Yeah, fair enough. I'm from England, coming at you by way of Vancouver. So yeah, spent a good 6 or 7 years living in the city of London. Fancy the change. Moved out to the Pacific Northwest 4 years ago. Loving life. And yeah, that's my story.
All right. Biggest surprise of living in North America versus England. What do you got for us?
Great question. I would say, honestly, and this is something, this may sound a little, what's the right word? Sensitive, but I never knew this about myself, about how much I really loved nature and being close to the wild and the outdoors. And you know, just being the Pacific Northwest next to such amazing wildlife and wildness has really opened my eyes. It's been incredible.
No, yeah, nothing sensitive about that, man. I think you've nailed it. That's one of the reasons we moved to Colorado from Illinois, just to be closer to the mountains and stuff. So listen, for somebody who's been living under a rock for a few years and doesn't know what a Nice Job is, can you give us a flyby of what you guys do?
Yeah, sure. So we're a software company. And what we care about is this concept of reputation marketing. And so I'll give you the real kind of Coles notes on what that is. It's the idea of really focusing your efforts on building an incredible reputation. So by that, we're talking, you know, organic word of mouth, reviews, referrals, but not, it's almost taking that one step further. It's step one is I'm building my reputation. I'm getting this incredible, I'm being known for delivering an amazing service in my community. But step two is how can I use that reputation to really drive more leads, more sales, and ultimately more profit for my business? And that's kind of what we do with our software.
That's awesome. And before I ask any other questions, I just wanted to officially thank you guys for choosing to be sponsors of our Mile High Profit Summit coming up in about 30 days from now, I think it is, something like that, at the time of this recording. We're excited to have you guys.
We are so excited to be there. I personally am very sad that I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be on my honeymoon, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I would have really loved to have been there.
I can't believe you didn't plan your honeymoon around our event, man.
Sorry. No. Yeah. Bad calendar management.
All good. So I love this topic because, you know, the way I shop is probably very similar to the way most people shop for services online. If I don't know like a contract, if I don't know a contract or already have a relationship, I'm going to the search engine. I'm typing in what I'm looking for and immediately my eyes are going to the first companies that come up and how many reviews are next to their name, right? Like if they got 4 reviews or something, they're all good. I'm like, okay, that's great. You know, but when I start seeing like 60 or 70 or 200 and 400 and things like that, and they're mostly those higher ranked reviews, I'm pretty much clicking that button and hiring that company. Now I'm somebody who doesn't do, depending on the project, but in most cases, I let that social proof be the salesperson for me. Yeah. And I'm excited because I think it's low hanging fruit for contractors. I'm blown away by the number of, you know, home improvement companies that don't make this a priority. So make the case if somebody hasn't been intentional about this, because you use the word reputation a couple of times. You already have a reputation, right? It's just, is it the one that you want? Is it an intentional reputation? And I'm curious, what do you share with that person that might be listening to this right now that really hasn't gone all in on getting more of those great reviews?
You know, I think at this stage, Tom, 9 out of 10 contractors know that this stuff's important. Everybody kind of knows in the back of their mind, yeah, I should be getting reviews. You know, I read reviews in my own life. I know that people care about them. when they're looking for services. The common thing that I hear about when I speak to kind of contractors is that they just get frustrated because they're like, you know, I ask my customers to do it. They say they're going to do it, and then they just don't, you know, and I'm busy. I'm wearing 10 different hats, doing all my marketing content. I'm doing my books. I'm doing my scheduling. I'm doing my invoicing. You know, that's, it's just another thing mm-hmm. that I have to focus on. And it just becomes something that they never get around to doing. And all of a sudden, you know, you're that person with 10 reviews on Google and your competitor's got 100 and you're thinking like, right, how am I going to win business off this guy on Google? And, you know, what I would say to those people is it needs to be a system. It needs to be mm-hmm. automated. It needs to be something that you don't have to think about. You don't have to worry about. And, you know, that's why we do what we do.
Who might have heard about our Mile High Profit Summit event coming up in September? You might also have heard that we've added a powerhouse package to the event called our Elite Package, where you get to spend the whole day with myself, Ben Newman, and Renee Rodriguez as we dig into your business and help you become more of an elite business owner who really wants to create a legacy. And this is for somebody who just might want to 10 to 20X their business in the next decade. All right. It's for somebody who wants to only work with high profit clients and learning how to communicate in ways that attract not only those high profit best clients, but also the best talent in your trade so you can fulfill all the work that you're selling. So I want you to imagine your business being on autopilot. Imagine owning a business that served you, one that is proactive and void of all the chaos in the typical business. What would that mean for your personal income? What would it mean for your quality of life? Head to milehighprofitsummit.com, click on the Elite Package and take control of your future. Not only do you get to hang with us for a day, you also get the full VIP experience with that throughout the course of Mile High Profit Summit main event. milehighprofitsummit.com. We have literally a handful of spots left. Don't miss out. Let's get after this. I'm out. Yeah, I remember many, many years ago before I sold my painting company, we would have all these happy customers, but there was the emotional element in my mind was at play where it's like, oh, I don't want to be a bother. They said they'd do it. Mm. You know, I don't want to be, you know, not only just finding the time to continue to reach out and get those reviews, but you didn't want to come across as a pest.
Right.
And that's what I love about what you said about systematizing this thing to where it's on autopilot and it just happens. And what does that look like? Like somebody does a job, you know, walk us through the process of how it might work and what some of the follow-ups might sound like and mm-hmm. how often and this and that, because I think when you can remove the human element out of this mm-hmm. and it's on autopilot, you probably have all the data that I don't have with your company, but you probably see quite an increase in the reviews.
Really, there's two elements of the automation that really drive the success through Nice Job. One is we integrate with pretty much any big kind of back office CRM or FSM. So if you're using your Jobbers, your House Call Pros, your Service Titans, your Service Monsters, whoever to kind of run your operations, Nice Job will sync up with that software so that the moment you finish a job, we start, you know, our campaign starts to leave the review. So there's no going home at the end of the day and sending out those text messages to people or inputting the information. The second part of why it works so well is the follow-up. And this just kind of speaks to kind of what we touched on already, which is people say they're going to leave these reviews. And it's not because they suddenly decide they don't want to, or because, you know, they've had to think about it and they realize they didn't like your service. It's just life happens, you know, like suddenly their dog's running and got everything's messy, or they suddenly realize they need to go out to the shops and grab something. It's like people need to be reminded. And so the reason Nice Job is so effective and why we get so many reviews for our users is our campaign is actually four messages. We send a text message. Then if we need to, we send three follow-up emails over the space of 2 weeks. And the crazy thing is, like you were talking a little bit about stats, what the little, I guess, look under the hood I can kind of give people that are watching is that the campaign is so effective. The first message is probably one of the best performing, because the text, because people are just getting it, you know, the job's mm-hmm. just been done, they're super happy. But it's that fourth step. The last email that we send is the second most effective message.
Really?
And that's why NiceJob is so good, is because I've yet to meet a business owner, a contractor, who has time to follow up with each customer four times in order to get that review. And so that's kind of what NiceJob takes off your plate.
And what I like is, you know, the first one's a text and people are more likely to see a text away. And I love how you send the text first, because when you're sending that, it's right on the heels of the project being done when they're happy. And that's, as we know, the best time to ask for a review is when they're in a good mood.
we talk about the moment of peak excitement. And so it can be different depending on whatever your business is, but predominantly it's, you know, when they walk back into their home and they see the job that you've done, they're like, wow. And, you know, you can even do things like you can send photos along with that text message. You can upload them into NiceJob and you can maybe send like a before and after snap so they can literally see it on their phone in front of them. So there's tons of stuff you can do to increase the odds, but you're right. That moment right after the job needs to be capitalized on.
I did not know that about the pictures. That's cool. I just got educated. Look at that.
There you go.
I learned. We're 11 minutes in and I got educated, man. This is good. So anything else that we haven't touched on that you think is important for somebody to hear?
Yeah. When I was thinking about our conversation today and why we're so excited to come to the Mile High Profit Summit, it's because of that focus on profit. And I think a lot of contractors will think about reviews and they'll think about it purely as like as a lead generation and like a top line revenue game where, you know, I'm just trying to increase a number. It's like a marketing tool where people can just find my business and it's going to help me sell more people. But the forgotten part about reviews and your reputation is just the impact that can have on your margins and your overall bottom line. You know, if I'm the guy that's got 100 more 5-star reviews than the next person in my county, you know, I can name my price and I can stand by it and I can tell somebody to go read my reviews. And I can say that, hey, you know, the value I get is what you're going to, the value I deliver is what you're going to pay for. And my price is my price. And we hear that from time and time again from NiceJob customers. So that's, you know, that's what we're really excited to talk to people about at the show.
Yeah, the theme for the event this year is Sell Unafraid, and we're going to talk all things sales. We're digging into numbers, marketing, sales, obviously. And what I want to reiterate, and you've kind of said a few different ways, is that getting reviews is part of the sales process. Mm-hmm. It is a sales action because of the social proof that's involved with it. And again, I don't know all your industry specifics with data and stuff, but I can guarantee you, you know, when there are people singing your praises, your chances of winning projects goes up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and because we want to be like other people to some degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the social proof. Like, it's that, oh, wow, look, 150 other people love these guys. So they have to be good. I mean, immediately, that's what their subconscious is telling them. So I just want to reiterate to the points you've made a few times here that this is part of the sales process, and this is part of the sales process you can automate. Like I said earlier, I don't even necessarily need, I'm going to get on the phone with a salesperson. If I click because of your reviews, I'm just having a conversation with your salesperson at that point and it's their job to lose.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So it's because the decision's already made and I'm really striking out with my stats here today, but I know there's also a stat that it's like 80% of the buying decision is already made when they reach out to your company. It's just yours to lose from there. So
yeah, and you know, I think that I've seen stats where I think it's 90% of people will trust what other people say about your business over what you say or what your marketing copy says, or you know, and I'm not kind of talking down the work of, you know, amazing marketing professionals that serve the trades, but you know, there's plenty of evidence that says if you've got a whole raft of other people like-minded, like, or if I can go and see somebody like myself who had that experience and said they had an incredible experience, you know, that's the best sales copy that you can read.
Absolutely. So I know you got an offer for our listeners that we wanted to make sure that we get out there. And guys, if you go to NiceJob. Oh, wow. I'm trying to read this thing.
Get.nicejob.com is our homepage.
Yeah. And I, I'll just put it in the show notes, you guys, instead of me reading this thing. It's a little too long, but I encourage you to check, click the link. And what's the offer that you have for everybody right now?
Yeah, so we are doing 50% off the first 3 months of Nice Job. And so the good news is that's on top of our two-week free trial that we already do. And so for anyone that comes to Nice Job, you get 2 weeks free. That's not just 2 weeks of just kicking around the software. It's actually, if you've got a customer list, we'll load it up into Nice Job. We'll send the campaigns out to them. So you can generate a ton of reviews just in that free period. And then after that, we'll do your first 3 months at 50% off.
That's awesome, man. What and you mentioned uploading the list. Do you guys have a strategy or doing anything around reaching out to the people you've done work for a while ago to give a review?
We usually say like a 6 month time frame is pretty good. Going past that kind of becomes almost redundant. And really, like people have the right to maybe kind of go through the list and clean it and take some people out if they want to. But we would just say, just upload the thing. If somebody gets asked a couple of times, no big deal, no harm, no foul. And then, you know, it's a slightly different process. And you can maybe expect, you know, you're going to get slightly different results asking somebody from 5 months ago as you're going to get asking somebody you just done the job today. But it's still, you know, when you talk about low hanging fruit, it's something that everybody should be doing just to try and get, you know, 10, 20, 30 reviews straight off the bat.
All right. And I might be asking a question that's outside of your wheelhouse, but if I'm getting Google reviews, does that help me get found if I have more reviews?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And you know, it's outside my wheelhouse if you were to ask me to explain how Google's algorithm works. But one thing I do know is that the gold mine for any contractor is to be in that map pack, being that top three that shows up in the Google Maps box when everybody's searching your area. And there's a ton of things that drive that, but a huge piece of that pie is what's my star rating, how many reviews I've got, are they regular, like are they happening all the time, or are they 6 months ago? Am I responding to them? There's a ton of stuff, and you know, we can talk about it till the cows come home at our booth at the show, and we're more than happy to do so. But yes, you know, reviews definitely drive being found.
Yeah, so this is a no-brainer, especially, you know, just for the ease of the automation and all that other stuff. So, so guys, you know, get your 50% off your first 3 months. Hit the link that we have in the description for you, Oscar. I can't wait to see your team out at Mile High in about a month.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you carving out some time after your jet lag and delays and all that other stuff to make this happen here today, man. We're excited to have you.
Not at all. This is a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
You got it. All right, everybody. Just, you know, Oscar's on here, so I got to do this. If you like the show, give us a rating or review and share it with somebody else, because just like any other business, the social proof helps us help more contractors win more in their lives and stop stealing from their families. You guys rock. We got to roll. We are out.